Hey guys, we're the Hard Time Strongman Podcast, training up a better class of man. And today, we wanted to welcome y'all into 2025. Happy New Year. Funny enough, we are actually recording on the 1st of January, yeah. 2025. We got pushed back a day. But Happy New Year, man.
Yeah, Happy New Year.
Yay for that. We made it again. Defied the odds.
Oh my God. Did we ever?
I disappointed a lot of people.
And I'm going to continue to do so in that matter.
And I will. And that is just fuel for the fire. I am more motivated now. Thank you for that.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Oh. I do find it funny, though, that 2025 is starting out with the days of the week being Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. So we got a what the f- on the start of the year. So let's
Let's go. I didn't even think about that. That tracks. I mean, we've had what? Two terrorist attacks. We have just an outstanding presidential administration in office right now. I haven't heard a peep from them. It's going great. It's going so good. And then the winter cyclone or whatever ice age that's supposed to be looming over Texas here in a bit. So, going great.
Texas, it's going to hit the hell of Florida. From everything I'm seeing, we're supposed to get temps down into like the 20s, if not the teens.
Okay, you'll be fine. I'm worried about Texas.
Oh, yeah, I don't care about Texas. Y'all have been through the ice age before. So, if your grid hasn't been updated, what do you paying?
You know it has not. You know it has not. Get out of here.
Get a generator.
I 1000%, 50% of vehicles do not have tire chains. I'm calling it right now. Oh, no. I'd go up to 80%. Like, people forgot.
It's Texas. I would probably say it's closer to about 85-90%. And judging by, I mean, it was like 2014 when I moved there and we had that ice storm, judging by how they drove then. Yeah, I don't.
It's the same
for people.
It's the same.
Oh man.
Oh goodness sakes, man! It's funny. It kills me. People kill me.
Oh God, yes.
Or at least they try. Oh,
and fail.
Well, guys, and fail. They keep trying though. Makes me stronger. Well, guys, we wanted this episode to. Well, first off, welcome y'all into the new year. Happy New Year. We are still here. We are, what is our actual anniversary? Isn't that like March, May?
I think it's in May.
In May. Okay. So we're still in season three, year three. But we wanted to take the time to welcome y'all into the new year, check in with y'all, give y'all just a general update on the show, on the business, how everything is running, tease a few things. And pretty much that, kick off the new year. But first, we've been debating doing this for a while, but when we started the podcast, it was an offshoot from the business that you originally had, which was building out custom firearms for people.
Yes.
And when we were doing all the social media campaigns with that, we took to the monikers of 6 and 7 as kind of a callback for what's up.
Our actual anniversary date is May 18th.
May 18th.
Well, May 18th. I just looked up our first.
We got a while back.
Yes.
Duh. But we went by 6 and 7 as a callback to back when we were. Doing army stuff with our army friends and just kind of the call signs command structure there. But we figure that the show has grown. We have grown. And we've reached way more. We've done way more than we thought was ever possible. And just with how far our horizons have shifted, how much that we've been trying to cover on the show, it is so far and away from when we were just covering, you know, army stuff, military tasks and drills. I mean, hell man, we went into fieldcraft, we went into homesteading, community building, our dad episodes, you know, talking about, you know, family, fatherhood, you know, morality, all that stuff. So with this episode, starting off the new year, we want to start off 2025 with a little more personality. So,
yeah.
What's your name?
Well, everybody knows you by Sid, but it is actually David.
And I go by Seven. My name is Joseph. So, as we are going to be continuing to grow as we lay down more paving stones, get off into bigger and better things, maybe even, you know, starting another show, going into literature, going into all these different avenues, we want to build something, an ecosystem where, you know, everything kind of falls under Hard Time Strongmen, and we need to do a little bit better than Six and Seven. So from now on, we are David and Joseph with the Hard Time Strongmen podcast. So yay for that.
Oh, we're still training up a better class of man.
Oh, of course. Yeah. It is weird whenever we meet people in real life, because I'm like, oh, holy crap, it's an actual person who listens to the show. And then, like, are you Six or Seven? I'm just like, oh, man, I got to change that. Like, we need to fix this. This got a lot bigger than I thought it was going to be. So, overdue. But
it's very weird. I still get imposter syndrome when people come to me and like talk about the podcast. I mean, albeit it's, you know, friends who listen, but it's still just like, holy crap, that's right, people listen to us.
Yeah, no, the imposter syndrome makes me more productive, because I was like, oh crap, they actually listen to this. I need to do this well.
Yeah, I know. Well, like, it's
kind of funny.
It is.
But while we're on with the show updates, we have consistently aired episodes on Saturdays for, well, crap, what's it been, man? Because like, we stopped doing Wednesdays. What, on like within the first year? So it's been the last 2 years we've been doing Saturdays consistently. We're going to be switching to Sundays. So this episode is going to be aired on Sunday. Was that January 5th? And all subsequent episodes will be aired on Sundays as well. So
don't freak out. I'll throw out.
Yeah, don't cry. It's okay. Fear that we give you all something good to, you know, start the week off with.
Right.
I'll show out a post on Instagram so everyone's tracking. But that was most of my boring admin stuff. Do you want to get into product updates?
This podcast is sponsored by Blackbeard Firestarter. Blackbeard Firestarter has been our first choice in Firestarter since they introduced their Firestarter rope years ago.
Blackbeard offers their fire starters, their fire plugs, arc lighters, ferro rods, stormproof matches, everything you need to get a fire started.
Their products are made right here in the US, wind and waterproof, have an insane burn time. They're basically dummy proof.
And help you out, Blackbeard let us cherry pick from their store everything that we want, everything that we thought you needed to get a fire started, and we call it our Hard Time Strongmen Fire Kit. On top of that, they're also offering a 15% discount on anything in their store when you enter code STRONGMEN at checkout.
We can't recommend Blackbeard enough. They stand behind their products, and so do we.
Be sure to check them out at blackbeardfire.com and on Instagram at blackbeardfire. And as always, stay in the fight.
Stay in the fight. So products, we are not in the beginning stages of getting products, but you know, we're really in the process of finding vendors for stickers, for hats, for t-shirts, for flags, all that. We're trying to nail down the best
merch.
Possible. Merch. All the merch. But it's slow moving on that. But aside from that, we are working on the book. It's a slow process, but it's coming down because we have all these ideas, and I
think we're professionals.
Yeah, we've changed the format like 8 times in the last month, 2 months.
Let's say 2 or 3 months. Yeah. So the hard part is we are trying to break ground in literature, which is more complicated than it sounds. What we're doing is we're making a story for y'all, an engaging, compelling story that's going to be really fun, really, you know, easy to read, but we're going to be injecting education, knowledge into it. So as you're reading, as you're following along with our characters, David and Joseph, you are going to be learning things. We're going to be teaching you things, and we're trying to find a way to do that without being preachy, without, you know, shoving, you know, knowledge down your throat, without, you know, like breaking midway through a scene to, you know, give you a bibliography or a reference or whatever, something that doesn't break the suspension of disbelief. So that part's been difficult, and, you know, we're learning all the time. So as we are learning these skills, we're trying to find ways to, you know, write this into the book in a way that makes sense, and scenes that make sense in a way that we can give you this information and teach you without you actually, you know, realizing that you're learning. So it's, you know, like you said, it's definitely slow going, but it is so much fun. We have nailed down the area in Tennessee where we're going to be hunting initially, and we've narrowed down a lot the series of events that happens to kind of get the book rolling. So for those that are unaware, that aren't in the Discord or on the Patreon, that we haven't really talked about this, we're writing a book titled Hard Time Strong Men, where we, Dave and Joseph, are, it's a getting home story. So it starts with us hunting in Tennessee, and then we have to get our happy butts back to Texas in the midst of some sort of disaster, whether that is civil unrest, whether that is a peer-to-peer conflict, whether that is, you know, more guerrilla-type conflict. We are still hashing out all the details. But the main hook in this is, outside of being a really fun story, throughout the story, throughout all the action, throughout all the scenes, we are going to be teaching you guys how to do all these skills. So we are still going to be writing you guys PDF guides, skills guides that, you know, will look, you know, a little different, have a few, you know, different ways that we can, you know, give you that information. But it's essentially that idea of, we are going to, you know, give you, pass off very basic skills that will help you guys, you know, be better, train up a better class of man, right? So taking the information that we've talked about that we were trying to teach and putting it into a book format without you really thinking about that you're learning stuff. So yeah, rant over. You've not, I just realized you haven't been talking for a long time. So I don't know how long that rant was going, but
I
there. That's the book update.
Yeah. No, that's great. And I don't know, you want to update them on the guides?
Yeah, absolutely. So as far as the guides go, I've been heading that off mostly. As for the PDF guides, the two kind of things on my radar right now, I am making a range estimation pack. So to do a full range estimation class in a guide the way that I want to do it, it'd be a very long, very long guide. So I've broken that into 3 packs that you either buy all together, piecemeal it, depending on your comfort level, you know, what have you. But that will essentially get you there. So main idea for the packs is hands-free. So just, you know, working out the math in your head, using a tool, and then, you know, getting into like I'd say your most complete or your most accurate range estimations. So Logan will go in subsequent order. Those are gonna be fun. Fieldcraft packs. So your pillars of survival. So your water, fire, shelter, food. We try to go by the rule of three, or primary, secondary, tertiary ways of making a fire, collecting this or that or the other. So you expect something in that realm. Outside of that, you mentioned, was it me or you who had the idea for the 100 skills book? No, it was me. So we wanted to write another book outside of the Hard Time Straw Men, our main project, which is 100 skills book, just breaking down everything we've talked about on the podcast, trying to narrow down to the most applicable, the most important skills. You had the idea of making that into maybe a calendar as well.
Yeah, absolutely. That was my idea, was to do a calendar. So every day is a different skill that you can learn or try to perfect.
I love that. I think also, if we could find a way to make them into like playing cards, I bet that we could do something like that.
Yeah, we can look into that for sure. Playing cards with like the skill on the back.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It could even be like a multi-part kind of thing. I don't know. We can play with that idea. I found a few websites that can, you can make custom playing cards. That could be fun. And then kind of on the back burner now, but what I want to dig back up is our AAA targets, which that was well over a year ago, maybe 2 years ago, that I first talked about, that are anatomy awareness aid targets. Idea being that you could use those in conjunction with USPSA, just standardized targets. You could print off on a 8.5 by 11, standard piece of printer paper. And it's essentially a modular pack of targets that show the underlying anatomy of a human silhouette. So first sheet would be blank. Second sheet, because that represents your skin. Second sheet would, show like the skeletal structure, muscles, nervous system, on and on, all the way through. So the idea being that when you shoot somebody, or if you shoot somebody, right, a lot of people don't know what's actually going on underneath the skin, like what's actually going on in the anatomy. So being able to get an idea of what you're hitting, what you're, what's going on, won't only help you in, your martial tasks, actually, going and doing the violence, but caring for somebody if they've been injured, helps to know what's going on there.
Right. And I think the unspoken thing there too is it'll give you a lot of training to be able to precisely pinpoint where you want to shoot someone, if you have to shoot someone, given the amount of damage you want to do. Like if you intend to straight up kill, you know exactly where to shoot them. If you want to cause, irreparable damage to their hip, to their knee.
Goodness sakes.
Whatever. Like if you win, you'll bro, know chill. You're going to gut shot somebody. Yeah. I mean,
bro, I'm chill spicy. Out.
I'm going spicy.
But the nice part about the AAA targets is that is all PDF downloadable. So it's a PDF file. So whatever pack that you purchase, right, you'll be able to just go to a printer, hit print, and it'll get you, it's the exact dimensions and, everything. Everything is, sized, to the average human body, to the average human anatomy. So that part's really cool. So right now I am just working on your basic, USPSA, chest box, thoracic cavity. But I'd love to go into, branch out into like, your extremities, the skull, the pelvic area, like you said. It's a lot of fun. I like that project.
It's a great project. When you first told me about that, like over a year ago, I was like, dude, that is sweet. I didn't quite understand it, but the more I thought about it, I was like, that is really freaking cool.
Yeah, I think my hiccup right now, I need to go out and purchase some USPSA targets so that I can just look at what my, you know, what my sizing is going to have to be. Because everything that, you know, the anatomy is all going to be to scale, but then I need to figure out like what my borders are. Because my the real sticking point I have is that I want you to be able to print this off and then just go to USPSA Target, you know, find whatever landmark that I print out and then just staple it on there and you're done.
Right.
You know, right. So, oh, some trial and error that needs to be done still. But did you have any other product updates that you can think of?
As my knee pops out of place, it pops back into place. Which is great because I have soccer tomorrow.
It's a weird party trick, but okay.
It's great. So, product-wise, no. I don't have any updates other than what I've mentioned so far. And I guess what you mentioned as well.
Okay. You want to talk about the Patreon Discord?
Yeah, why not? Definitely more experienced with the Discord side of things. Like we've been popping off. I'm currently having two different conversations right now with people. Number one,
I can hear both of them talking,
throughout. Yeah, we're talking. Yeah, tools and tech. We're talking the latest current event with like the vehicle attacks in both Las Vegas and New Orleans that just happened. Well, today. Yeah, there's a lot still going on the Discord.
I didn't know that you had expanded on the Discord in the discussion forums.
Oh yes.
So we started that a while ago with the, you know, all our tenants, you know, the Homestead, the Field Craft, Shoot, Move, Communicate, all that stuff. But
oh, absolutely.
You started adding on into preparation for civil unrest, current events.
Mm-hmm. EDC barbecue pit with my buddy who did a lot of that stuff.
So that's a lot of fun.
Yeah, I mean,
our same table where people can, you know, we can go and do like a TDG where we, you know, talk through a scenario, episode ideas where guys can feel what they want to hear, all that stuff.
Knowledge bombs where people just drop PDFs of just the
great
things that they've collected.
Oh my gosh. FMs on FMs, books.
Oh my god. The
all sort of collective
on there right now, like I could probably fill my 4 terabyte external hard drive right now. If
it's
I download
an exaggeration, but we'll get there.
No, it's
I want to get to like that was that grid zero? Is that what the guy's called? Grid base zero, the one with the offline computer.
Yes. Golly, there's a lot of information there. Like that's
crazy. Download the entirety of Wikipedia. Just freaking mind boggling. But civil unrest, that does lead into the Patreon. So the Patreon, as normal, not too many big updates there, but we are still offering the 2 tiers, the hard timers and the strongman tiers, where you get to hear episodes earlier, you get, you know, the early release, you get our more uncensored, you know, we get the pre-show, post-show, little snippets that we want to throw in for you guys in the middle there, types of episodes. Patreon exclusive episodes, along with something that you're going to start.
Yeah. So my, I guess we just, you could call it passion, is like I love talking current events. I do. I love analyzing things as they go down. It's just the intel side. I routinely, when I have free time, just sit there and comb through news articles and all sorts of stuff that's come out. so that I can try to piece together a holistic view of what's going on. Not necessarily the side that they'll roll to the public, but gleaning like tidbits from here or there on news sources to where I can actually get the actual truth, or at least as close to it as possible on what's been going on. And of course, I still listen to, you know, podcast episodes when they come out so I can see if, you know, they've gleaned the same information or if I may have missed something. But yeah, I'm going to start doing episodes when things happen. And once I've...
Especially your commentary.
Around it, yeah, just giving my commentary on things. What I know, what we don't know, what exactly happened.
And what it could mean.
Exactly. That's exactly right. It, the overall thing about these episodes is going to be like, what does this mean for us? You know, what does this mean for you, your community? Like, is it could be, you know, with this, with the New Orleans attacks, like, are we going to be looking at more restrictions on body armor? Are we going to be looking at a renewed push to ban ARs, standard capacity magazines? Yes, I say standard capacity because 30 rounds is standard. Standard, folks.
Woot.
Yeah. So that's, are we going to be looking at civilians not being able to own multicam because the idiot used multicam? Are we not going to be able to make our own IEDs? Oh, I'm just kidding. We can't make our own IEDs right now. I mean, you can, just don't get caught. And don't
anyone can. We did an episode on this. It's not hard.
No, it's not.
That's what I'm saying. Fireworks. It makes no sense to me.
Right. Yeah. The Las
Vegas. About this in the pre-show.
Blows my mind. Like, why you would use fireworks and gasoline as an explosive device. I get the gasoline part, but the fireworks, like.
We just had Chris trying to get some styrofoam.
Yeah. It, dude. Yes. Yes. Or
make a fire that won't go out.
Or, you know, fertilizer. Because I guarantee you, if you would have had fertilizer, it would have caused a lot more damage.
Yeah, or you get some. Well,
yeah,
can make some thermite. I'm just saying. Then, then you know whatever is a few hundred feet below you is not going to be put out anytime soon. So, anyway.
Oh yeah, that's
yeah. You'll have fun with that. That'll be good. Because we've wanted to cover current events for a long time, but we've had a hard time with being able to keep on that production speed. You know what I mean?
Right.
So with this, I feel like you're going to have a lot more freedom to do short form content where you can just, da 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 bam and throw it out.
And throw it out there. Exactly. And it'll be on Patreon same day. Because that's how
exclusively on the Patreon.
Exclusively on Patreon.
So make sure to check that out. Brother, do you have anything?
No, man.
Anything else?
That's all the updates I got for this year. I mean, it's going to be, there's a lot we got going on. We're still going to maintain what we've been doing. We're just adding on.
Yeah. I was going to say, I was going to make a cute statement about New Year's resolutions, but I don't believe in resolutions. I believe in consistency.
So. Exactly. Everyone breaks their resolutions, but I mean, make a promise to yourself, make a pledge, follow through on it. I mean, that's mine. So what are some that you're going to be working with this year?
I have no resolutions, but promises that I've made to myself that I'm keeping, working out twice a day, every day. I've been able to do that this whole year, whether I was sick or tired or hurt or, whatever. I found a way. I found the time to work out every single day. I have the document somewhere in our archive where when we started our push-ups. And I don't know where in the world that went.
It's on there somewhere. I ran into it. Not too long ago. We need to get back on that.
Yeah, I have not stopped.
Yeah.
So
I did for a little bit, but I got back into it.
Yeah, I don't know. I have no earthly idea where that went. But I kept on with that, and just the looking back and seeing how many push-ups I've been able to carve out. Oh, so here we go. So we started in January 2024. Mm-hmm. And so let's see. So I've done more than 20 push-ups. But let's say just back to the last day that I recorded, just backfilling with 20 push-ups.
Mm-hmm.
I came out this year to 10,340 push-ups.
Dang, dude.
So, no matter how much you do, the little things matter. Consistency matters.
Yes.
So, I'm going to continue to work out.
Off, but
I have no idea, man. Oh, but, you know, consistency matters. Doing little things matter. Keeping your promises to yourself matters. So I'm going to continue having my quiet times every day, every morning, because that's just what I need to, you know, be a good husband, be a good father, be a good man. So I'm going to continue doing that. I'm going to continue doing the PT, because if you don't do PT, you're going to die like an idiot.
Yep.
And this has been something that I've been doing off and on, but dedicating time, it'd be good if I could do every day, but at least throughout the week, a little bit of time every week to learning and mastering a new skill. So let's take, for example, lockpicking, right? So it's been a few months now. I think, when's the last time that we did an episode on that? It's been a few months now. Where I started picking up lock picking and, you know, really just dedicating time and effort into researching, into practicing all that, into lock picking. And I felt like I was beating my head against a wall for the longest time, but then it must have been 2 or 3 weeks ago. I just like had an epiphany. Like, I don't even know what happened, but I was doing a listen through of an episode, just hanging out on my couch. And I was just working on a few locks, and then it just clicked for me. And then back to back to back, like 6 of my 7 locks that I'd collected at that point, just bam, 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 open them all. I was like, that's awesome. holy crap. And I locked them, and then bam, 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 bam. It's like, oh, holy crap. Like, I don't even know what I was missing, what I was doing wrong, but just immediate breakthrough. It's like, oh, holy crap, this is cool. And
have you gotten a handle on single pin picking yet?
That is actually where I made the epiphany. So I'm not single pin picking exclusively, but like, I'll start by trying to zip it. And mm-hmm. then I'll go through one, or I'll start by raking it, and then I'll go one after the other. And, you know, I know what they're talking about in the videos, like Lockpicking Lawyer or McNally, where you can feel that resistance.
Yeah.
Or that you feel it binding. And I was feeling mm-hmm. it, just slam it. And like, I'm just, yeah. So honestly, for me, it's not one or the other, but just rotating through those three methods of being raking and single pin picking, and I'm able to defeat. I've got one more lock that I'm working on right now, but the rest of them I can consistently break them.
Dude, that's awesome.
So
that's yeah. awesome.
It's a lot of fun. I mean, it's a blast, dude. I mean, it's a great skill to learn. I mean, I'm 30, you know, like, it's a great thing just for an adult to learn for Christmas. I think he's 9. Yes, I got my. Is he 9? I think he's 9. Maybe a little 9-year-old and my 15-year-old, both lockpicking sets. and they love it, and they're already picking locks. I was like, yes, start them early.
They're going to be a problem.
And absolutely, I want them to be the whole problem. That's my goal.
Mm.
Training up a bear class of man.
Yeah, starting them young. So my goal for this year is to lose 20 more pounds and keep it off.
Oh, yeah.
And not only that, but lean out and build back the muscle that I had in Afghanistan. Because if I can get back into fighting shape, dude.
Yes.
I already feel great having played, like, what are we, 2 seasons of soccer down so far?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I've almost hit 5% body fat gone.
Look at you, man. Well done.
Yeah, it's been great. It's been great. Like, I hurt at the end of it because the fields aren't, like, the greatest, but it's worth it, and it's fun, so.
That's a good hurt, though. Good for you, man.
It is. It is a great, great hurt, but, yeah, that's my goal, and I guess one of the other ones is just dude, what was I thinking about? I just had this goal in mind not too long ago. It was learning to cook a new dish at least every week, if not every month.
Oh, that's cool. That's a good one.
So having that repertoire right there, being able to just like, well, I don't know what we're doing for dinner this week, but I know how to do these, so let me just whip something up real quick.
Nice.
Kind of thing. I mean, I'm already there a little bit, but I can be better.
Always. We can always be better.
Absolutely.
All right, guys. I think that'll do it for this episode, but patience, stick around for the post show. We'll schizo-ram about something, but guys,
yeah, we'll talk about
something. We wanted to just kind of kick off the start of this year, give you an update on what we're doing, on where we're going, and hopefully we can give some better updates here soon. But as always, guys, it's not about the goals that you set, it's about making those promises to yourself and keeping them, and keeping them consistently. So whatever you do, however you're trying to be better, give yourself grace, do a little bit of a time, and stay consistent. Guys, we're the Hard Time Strongman Podcast, training with a bear class of man. Stay in the fight.
Stay in the fight. Check out our Discord, where we talk about all of the topics that we talk about in our conversations, but in deep dive format. We have a lot of members on there of varying skill sets, of varying proficiencies, all talking about all these topics, sharing their experiences. So join today and help us expand our knowledge base.
And check out our Patreon outside of just backing up all of our episodes for when we eventually get canceled, our patrons get access to our exclusive episodes, our pre-shows, our post-shows, our little tidbits here and there that we aren't really supposed to talk about. We're also opening up all of these exclusive episodes for people to individually purchase. So you don't have to get tied into a tier in order to get all that content. You can dip your toes in a little bit, decide you like it, then come and join us on that. We're having exclusive conversations, and along with the Discord, we are just building that community, building that skill set, that mastery, these proficiencies. And this, outside of our sponsor, is what's keeping the lights on and keeping all of this information, all these classes rolling for you guys. So make sure to check out our Patreon. And one last thing, guys, the world is better with you in it. If you're feeling suicidal or if you're in crisis, dial 988 or reach out at 988lifeline.org to get help. Someone's always on the line. So if you need a lifeline, remember 988. Stay in the fight.
Stay in the fight.